The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed He. Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Mordechai ben Norma and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichem began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Rufuat Shalema, Shalomo ben Miriam, Sarah bat Rachel, Yosef ben Sarah, and Tinok ben Dina, Shaul. Hi, Gabriel ben Sarael, na refana lahem, v'toch she'ar chole amo Yisrael, amen. Begin today's daf on Lamedhe, Amud Rishon, starting from the top line, Etibe. We are involved in a case. A question was asked. Rav Hiyab bar Abin asked a question to Rava. Guy came along and tells his friend, Kikari Alecha, my kikar is asur to you. So what did he mean when he said, my kikar is asur to you? So the question is, can you give it to him as a matana? Can you give it to him as a gift? What's the pshat where he'd say you'd be able to give it to him as a gift? He said, kikari. And once he gives it to him as a gift, it's not his kikar anymore. It doesn't belong to him anymore. Or do you say no? When he says kikari alecha, he did not have to say kikari alecha. Because even if he didn't say anything, it's asur for, let's say, Shimon to take an Uvin's kikar. It's not his. So what purpose we have said kikari alecha for, unless he meant that even if I give it to you as a matana, meaning you force me and you coax me into giving it to you as a gift, still it's going to be asur. Those are the two sides of the question. So Rava came along and said that it's going to be asur. Amarle, I'm just going to read what we said on the other Amud Bet. Peshita dafagav diabeli bematana asur. That was Rava's answer then. It's pashutim that when you give it, it's still going to be asur. So comes Gemara and says, Etibe, we bring a question. Amar lo, a guy tells his friend, Hashileni paratcha, I want to borrow your cow. Amar lo, so the guy who owns the cow says, Kunam para she'ani kanui, the para that I own, that I bought, that I own, it's kunam lecha, to you. Nechasai alecha. Or he says, all my assets are going to be forbidden to you. Im yesh li para elazu. Which means, if I have another cow besides this. He's really trying to tell his friend, listen, it's the only cow that I have. I need it. I can't give it to you. And you know, kunam all my assets on me if I have another cow. Hish eleni kardomecha. Or the guy says, lend me your kardom. Kardom is like the axe. Amar lo kunam kardom. He makes a kunam of the kardom li. That's how he puts it. And he takes out the word sheyesh. She'ani kanui, that I have. Or he says, nechasai alai, or all my assets are going to be forbidden. Im yesh li kardom elazeh. This is the only kardom that I have. V'nimsa sheyesh lo. And then comes out, it seems that what? That he had another para, or he had another kardom. He did have one. So the Gemara says, Behayav asur. Met o shenatna lo bematana hare ze mutar. So what does it say in the deen? So let's look at the run. Mechayav asur. Im nimsa sheyesh lo para acheret o kardom acher. If you find out that he indeed has another para, another kardom, so all this fellow's assets, the noder, all the assets are going to be forbidden on him, because that's what he said. Kunam, everything on me, if I don't have another one, and he did have another one, and therefore all his assets become forbidden. Met, next run. Let's say the noder dies. Or let's say he gave the para as a gift to the one that he was madir. Mutar. Mishum dechimet o shenatno lo bematana lo parato velo kardomo velo nechasav hen. It's not his anymore. He was osir his item, but he wasn't osir somebody else's. Once he gives it, it's not his anymore. So therefore, the Madin Natan Mudar, right? When Reuven gave it to Shimon, like we explained, Vekasha l'Rav Hadassar. Here you have a clear case that's saying when a person makes a neder of such, to give it as a matana is still permissible. So back to our case of kikari alecha. The guy said kikari. Kikari means it's as long as it's mine. But what? When he gives it as a gift, it's not kikari anymore. Therefore, it should be permissible to give it over. Just like we're seeing in this case over here. That what? My para, I can't give it to you. Kunam and all that stuff over there. It's forbidden. Right? He was forbidden it to his friend. But what do we say? So long as it's parati. But now once he gives it to him, it's considered his friend. If it's mutar. So it's a question against Nava. So the Gemara says, no. No ra'aya. Amar v'habir ed Rav Ika, shenitna lo al yedei acher. He didn't give it to him straight. He gave it to him, or got to him, al yedei acher, through somebody else. Which means Reuven didn't give it straight to Shimon. Real Atel Reuven cannot give it straight to Shimon. He told Kunam, it's forbidden on Shimon. He gave it to somebody else. He didn't Kunam it to somebody else. Gifted it to Levi. Levi gave it to Shimon. That already is permissible. It makes sense the way you're reading it, the way you're understanding it. Diktani shinitnalo. Nitena was given. Velo ketani shinatnalo. Don't say he gave it. Natnaz mashma, direct. Nitena was given, you know, to him indirectly. Look at the Ran. Shinitnalo ayyede akher. Shinatum badi le inshida alma. I gave it to other people. Ve'arkach natol el mudar. דאיקן אמר דקטני שנתנו, כלומר שככה הייתה קבלה בידם לקרות נתנו בחיליק, נתנו אף פי שאין בכתיבה שום מפרש. Right, there's really no difference in the spelling נתנה, נתנה. דאיקן אמר, the משנה, the bright is מדויק, because it says נתנה. How do they know it says נתנה, not נתנה, it's the same letters. So that's not a Kabbalah, that's a tradition, that that's the way you read the Lashon of the Braita, Nitena, which was given indirectly. It was given, but it wasn't given directly. Ulenyan alakha, kaimalan afagad diyaban yale b'matana asur. And that's how we hold alakha. That even though he gives it, as a gift's going to be asur, da'achi pashit l'rava. That's what Rava holds. V'asik da daikaname diktani. And we also have a daikaname from this Braita, that it was only permissible because it was ayyid akhir. But to give it directly is going to be Asur. That's where the Ran is being posek. The Katav Rashbazal, the Chiyechi Diyava b'Matana Asur, Uadin im lakho mudar b'menu. The Hatamau. By not only giving it as a gift, but Uadin if the mudar just took it, it's also going to be Asur as well. So therefore, the Maase, the Ran and the Rashba posek like Rava. Comes the Gemara and continues with a new question. Ba'amine. Ravam Rav Nachman, yesh me'ila bekunnamot or lo? Okay, what's the question? We know if a person, let's say, makes something hikdish, he consecrates it. So now it's subject to the laws of me'ila. Me'ila is one is not allowed to use a consecrated item for personal use. If he makes me'ila, he's hayav to pay kerem v'chomesh, has to pay the principal back to the Beit HaMikdash, pasachomesh. So we want to know by kunnamot, does that apply as well? Guy says, you know, kunnam this piece of bread on me. That's a neder. He's also saying it be neder, be kunnam. Does the kunnam also have laws of now mi'ilam? And if he uses it, he's considered that he made a mi'ilam after being, let's say, a nasham, a korban, and things like that. So look at the Ran. Yesh mi'ilam be kunnam. Ta osir davar alab be kunnam. Venehne memenu. Mi mechayev mi'ilam olo. Mi amrina da aso ki korban. Behayav alab asham mi'ilam kenehne min kodashim. Anybody that's nehne from kodashim must have been korban. So how far do you say it? You make me kunam like a korban. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le. So Rahman answers, Tanitua. We learned it. It's a Mishnah. How Mishnah? Makom shenotnim ali asachar tipol hana'a lehekdesh. Remember in our case of the Hashavat Aveda, where we said what? That if a guy that says kunam his friend on him, the Uven said, I'm not going to have enough from Shimon. Shimon can return his Aveda, but in the case where they, let's say, take money for it, so therefore, and Shimon is Mohel the Uven, so the Uven's got to take the money because they can't have enough from Shimon, or he's got to take the money and throw it into Hegdesh. Now, why did it say the word Hegdesh? So it says lememra ki hikdesh. Ma hikdesh yesh bo me'ila, af kunnamot yesh bo me'ila. The Mishnah was giving us a subtle remez over here. Meaning the person could have said, take the money and throw it into Yam HaMelech. The whole point is don't benefit from the money. Why do you have to give it to Hekdesh? What's that language, Hekdesh? The point is, you can't benefit from the money. What's what you do with the money? Take the money and destroy it. The Mishnah is using Lashon Hekdesh to miramez to us. That since the kunam that he made makes the item like Hekdesh, so therefore you're involved in a Hekdesh situation already. Therefore the money that you cannot have on that, give it to Hekdesh. Because you're involved in the whole sugya of Hekdesh. Because kunamot are in this parasha of Hekdesh, therefore there is Mi'ayla. Look at that. Tipol ana'al Hekdesh, lememra ke Hekdesh. Di'ilo dame kunamot le Hekdesh, because if kunamot was not like Hekdesh, havili lememar yulich ana'al yam ha'melach. I didn't just say, take the coin, throw it into the Dead Sea. כדקטני בכל דוקטי, למשל זה בקודמות, יש במעילה כהקדש. כיוון זה בהקדש, עשית את מולד ענה על הקדש. Since already in the סוגיה והקדש, because קודמות like הקדש, so therefore that word is not out of line. That law, that word is pertinent. So that's his ראייה, from the לשון of the משנה, the פול הנאה להקדש. So comes the Gemara and says, כתנאה. It's actually a מחלוק כתנאים, if קודמות are subject to מעילה or not. קודם כיכר זו הקדש. Guy comes along and says, this kikar over here, kunam, I'm making a dish for everybody. See, not only for him, I'm making a dish for the whole world. Right? It's a sur like hikdish that nobody can benefit from it. Ve'achla ben hu ben havero. Doesn't matter who ate it now. It's a sur to the whole world. Ma'al. Everybody's considered who eats that kikar, ma'al. Lefichach, yesh la pidyon. Therefore, it also is subject to pidyon. Pidyon means you can redeem it. Just like you can redeem an item of Hekdesh, so I can redeem the item of that subject to Marila. Kikar zu alai le Hekdesh. Oh, but if he said, no, the kikar is to me Hekdesh. He didn't know said it to the whole world. Ve'akhla hu, and he ate it. Ma'al. Havero lo ma'al. But his friend did not make Marila. Lefichach en la pidyon. And therefore, there's no pidyon. We'll see exactly why one is dependent on the other in a moment. The bimir. That's the bimir. The chachamim omrim ben kach u ben kach lo ma'al. Lefi she'en me'ayla bekunamot. Hachim say it doesn't matter how you make the hekdesh. Whether you make the kunam personal, whether you make it klali to everybody, there is no me'ayla by kunamot. So indeed, we have a machlok at tana'im. It comes out between the bimir and hachamim. Is there me'ayla by kunamot? Ran. Kunam kikar zu hekdesh. She'asra bekunam lakol kehekdesh. He was also said the loaf of bread, let's say, to everybody like hekdesh. She was said lekol adam, it's a suit to everybody. Achla benu ben havero ma'al, v'yesh me'ela bekunamot. That's right, that's the bimir shita. Yesh me'ela bekunamot. Lefikach yesh la pidyon. Dekeba demetzara kol ha'alma kehekdesh tafis pidyono. Since the bimir holds on a hekdesh klali, or on a kunam klali, on a general hekdesh, so the kiddusha is tofes. Kiddushah is on it, so just like Hekdesh, you're allowed to make a consecrate property. You can take the Kiddushah off of it. So too also, you can take the Kiddushah off of it. Kikazu alai Hekdesh. But if he says it's a personal, isur. Achlahu ma'al. Tenei delo mitzira ila aleh. Yeah, it's only a sutim. However, ki metanei hu minem ma'al. But he himself made me'ila. Havero lo ma'al lefich ena pidyon. Dekeman de havero lo ma'al lo alim ki Hekdesh mitfas pidyona. Which means it's not as strong as a regular Hekdesh, because normally Hekdesh is a suit to everybody. So this is like a quasi Hekdesh. It's Hekdesh to himself, but not Hekdesh to the whole world, so therefore it's not Shayach to make Pidyon on such a Hekdesh. So that's the Chiluk between the Bimir and, Legabe Pidyon, but Legabe Me'ila, there is Me'ila in all cases of Kunam. V'achamim omrim, ben kach u ben kach lo ma'al lefi, she'en Me'ila b'kunamat ben b'kunam klali. So we have a machloket b'meir hachamim if there's kunam if there's me'ila by kunamot. Yana lacha kaimalan kir b'meir deyesh me'ila by kunamot. Da'arav Nachman pashit l'rava mematnitin sheyesh me'ila. Right? Rav Nachman answered it from our Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah say tipol hana'a l'hekdesh? Because we're discussing the sugya of hekdesh. Because kunamot are hekdesh. So therefore, since we Rav Nachman answered this question from a Mishnah. So therefore, the deen is going to be yesh me'ila b'hekdesh. Repeir shavot shtayim betla, nameh mafkina d'rabi mi'il rabbanan. Over there, it makes an ipcha over there. It puts Rabbi Meir as Shitat Rabbanan. So therefore, it's not even posek like Rabbi Meir. You're really being posek like Hakamim. Hilka Kamalad Yesh Meira. The Kaimalan Amid the Kunam Klali Yesh Lo Pijon. Okay, good. And it's also, like Rabbi Meir said, Kunam Klali, you can even make a pijon, because it's exactly like Hegdesh. Umistab Kali Mandi Ma'al Be Kunamot. Now he says, a guy that say made Me'ila in the Kunamot, he has a suffix. Imishtirahu Kunam Lebatad De Ma'al Ke Hegdesh Yotzil Hunay De Me'ila. What happens in a regular case of Me'ila? Think the guy makes this inside Megdesh, right? Then he uses it. The Kiddushah goes off. Now that becomes Chodin. Now already he can use it himself now. It's not Me'ila anymore. Once you use it, the Kiddushah goes off. So now he wants to know, does that work by Kunam as well? Kunam is bread on me. Oh shit, there's Me'ila. He went, he took a bite out of it. Now the question is it still asur on this piece of bread anymore? Maybe it's just like Kiddushah and the Kiddushah just goes over there, but stopping doesn't come out. So that he has a safek, because you're also dealing with the darim over here. So therefore, he leaves that in a safek. How close is the analogy that you're making to Hegdesh? Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, "Amale Rav Aha, b'ned Rav Avia, Rav Asher, kikari alecha." Okay, case that we had. Kikari alecha. A guy comes along and says, "My kikar is asu to you." Vinatna lo b'matana. Right? And we learned already, like Rava, which we said already, the halakha is asur. Shouldn't have gave it to him as a matana. So the question is, mi ma'al? Who made the mi'ila over here? Did the giver make the mi'ila, or does the receiver make the mi'ila? Lim'ol noten halo asira ale. Well, you can tell me, who is the noten, the giver? Well, the giver didn't do anything wrong. The giver, he didn't say it on himself. The kikar is his. No problem to give it. Well, lim'ol mekabel, maybe also the receiver was mu'il. No. Yachol de'amar hetera ba'iti isura lo ba'iti. Guy can come along and say, listen, when I received it because I thought it was heter. Did I know that already you made this kikar asur to me? Guy comes to his friend, I'm going to give you a gift. Oh, thank you very much. You ma'al. What ma'al? Did I know this item was asur over here? So guy comes along and says, I only received it on the premise that it was heter. I didn't receive it on the premise that it's asur. So he cannot be mu'al either on the receiving. So comes the Gemara and says, Amale mekabel ma'al l'kshiyotzi. The mekabel is mu'al only when he benefits from it. But he didn't know. So what? Shekola motzi ma'ot hekdesh l'cholin, kasabu shel cholinu. Mu'el, adze mu'el. That's a classic case of Me'ila, by the way. The guy who's mu'el never knows that it was Kodesh. He thinks it was cholin money. Me'ila, by definition, is when he did it b'shogeg. That's the case of Me'ila. If the guy knew, then you don't bring a korban in such a case. The case of Me'ila is where he didn't know. So therefore, just by receiving it and doing nothing with it, he could say, listen, I received it on the premise that I didn't know what it was. You tricked me. Okay, fine. But once he uses it, now already it's going to be Me'ila on the receiver. Why? Because me did have you like a regular case of Me'ila, where the guy doesn't know that it's Kodesh, Hekdesh, and he thinks it's Holin, and he uses it. Yahayab Me'ila. Look at that. Kikari Alecha, Venatna lo b'matana, mi ma'al, kilomar. Mi ma'al b'netinazu. The Kivan, the Yesh Me'ila, we established already Yesh Me'ila. The Chiechi Damar Be'kdesh, the Natal Even or Korash Hekdesh. A regular guy takes a rock that belongs to Hekdesh, or a beam that belongs to Hekdesh, you say, Ma'al, Afal Pish Shelo Tziah, even though he didn't do anything, he just, took it. Ha'cha Namim, Mekivan Shezachaba, right, well, the receiver accepted it. Sheikha Me'ila, Sheyatzam Rishut Oser, V'nichnesel Rishut Mekabel. That's considered already Me'ila, where you transferred a Rishuyot, maybe the Mekabel. Lim'ol Noten Alu Asa'aleh. ומכאן תשובה לרמב״ם שכתב ומדיר את חברו והיחיד לוקה משום לא יחד דברו כמו שכתב למעלה בפרק אלו מותרים. אוקיי, נדע. למעול מקבל יכול דאמר היתרה בעינה, ישראל לא בעינה. שאילו היה יודע שהוא של איסור. מקבל כאן, say, listen, if I would have known this item is איסור, לא היה רוצה לזכות בה. I never would have had כוונה to be זוכה. ונמצא זכייה בטעות. My whole acceptance was on a false premise, ואין הזכייה. והפלגב במוציא מרשות הקדש אפשר דאפילו בטעות מעל שאני אקה שהוא לא הוציאה אלא חברו הוציאה וזה לא עשה אלא שקיבלה. So that is a very important sevaraya. Even though it's possible if a guy, let's say, had some in his possession and בטעות he used it, could be considered מעל. And that's because it was in your possession. But you here, I didn't do anything. I just received it. Receiving is less than using something. It was given to me, and I was just mekabel passively. The Rav is going to say, in that case over there, a kabbalah beta'ut is not going to be even subject to me'ilah. Meaning, if Reuven had the item in his possession, and beta'ut, he used it, you're moil. He used the bottom line. Here it's worse, it's, I mean, it's less. Shimon, what I do, yeah, I'm standing there, you put it in my hand. Did I know? I received it, beta'ut. You gave it to me. So then it could be, it's not moil. Next round. From this point, not the noten, not the mekabel was moil. We see for the reasons that we just said. You're right. The zechiyah, you were passive, you just received it, you didn't know. It's taut. However, l'kshiyotzi, lo amiyachi, midi akod motzimaot kodosh lechodin, which means every case of me'ilah is done without knowing. That's the classic case. Where the guy thought it was holding money. He went to spend it. Oh, by the way, you spent the Kurdish money. He can't say, oh, it was a mistake. There's no mistake. Mahal. Pay the kid of homage, bring the Qurban. Okay. Yerushalmi. Nadar min hakikar ma'u lehamim bo et yadav velo efsheta. Okay. Guy made a neder against a loaf of bread. Can he warm his hands on the loaf of bread? If let's say it's a hot loaf of bread, is that considered being in there from the bread or not? Okay, the Yerushalmi leaves that in a question. Lamedei amud bet matnitin v'torem et rumato umaserotav ledato. We're continuing more cases. Reuven, let's say, was osed himself to have hana'ah from Shimon, but the deen is Shimon could still take terumah and ma'aser lidato. Now we are assuming of lidato of Reuven, which Reuven knows that he's taking the terumot and ma'aserot. That's not considered giving him a hana'ah. Okay, and we'll wait for the Gemara. If I say wait for the Gemara to see exactly lidato de man. Okay, but the point is the terumah and terumah ma'aserotav he can take terumah and ma'aserotav lidato. ומקריב עליו כני זבין, כני זבות, כני יולדות, חטאות ואשמות. Which means like this. All these are, let's say the Madir is a Kohen. Alright? And the one that he made the neder against is a Kohen. So now, that fellow can bring Shimon, let's say in our case, can bring these korbanot, if he's a Kohen, for the one that made the neder against him. What are these cases? So you have kine zavin. Right? That somebody's a zav. He has to bring shte torim or shte b'nei yonah after his process. So kine is a bird, really. Kine zavot, that's a lady, if that happens to a lady. Kine yodot, so the lady gives birth. Just to bring also the bird. V'hata'ot and ashamot. There are different types of korban on a chet, let's say. Or you have asham is brought, let's say, by mitzora. And things like that. Fine, to all those cases. But this you bringing korban does not apply to this to this law over here. Yeah? Mishnah continues. Umlamedom midrash halachot v'agadot. Even though he's a sud, he was a sinana, but he still could teach him these subjects of Torah. Midrash, halachot, agadot, right? Aval lo yilamedenu mikra, but he can't teach him mikra. Now the Ran's language on the other cases is the mitzvot lav lehanot nitanu. That's mitzvot. Are you giving him hana'ah, learning, enjoyable? That's mitzvot lav lehanot nitanu. That's considered hana'ah. Lo yilamedenu mikra, so why can't he teach you mikra then? Gemara is going to explain why mikra is different. אבל מלמדו את בניו ואת בנותיו מקרא. But the children and the daughters and the boys of the Noded, he could teach him, but that's not considered giving him a direct hana, it's giving hana to his children, that's already okay. Okay, so that's the basically the deed of the Mishnah. Now we're going to see already the Gemara's analysis to these cases. Comes the Gemara and says, but as a question, Hane kahane, these kohanim, stam, kohen works in the Beit HaMikdash, shiluhe didan havu, o Shiluhe Dishmaya. What are they working for? Are they the messengers of the one that's Hayav to bring the Qurban? Are they guys Hayav Hatat? So is the Kohen, is the Pshat, is my Shaliyah? No. They're I'm Hayav to bring a Qurban, but they're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Lemay Nafkamina. What's Nafkamina? What's the difference? Shiluhe Didan, Shiluhe Rahmana. So it's a big Nafkamina. Lemudar Hana'a. If a guy comes along and makes a mudar hana'a against the Kohen. So now, I amad shiluhe didanavu, if you consider my shaliyah, hamanele v'asur. The Kohen's giving the madir hana'a, and therefore it's going to be asur. V'i amad shiluhe dishmaya share. But if you say, no, let's see, he's not going to know my shaliyah, you're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore it'd be permissible. So there's a tremendous nafkamina on this question. Look at the Ran. Iba'i lehu. Hane kane shiluhe didan him. Afagav the perek kabad kedushin asik ravunad shiluhe drachmananinu. Kabad kedushin already solved this question. It said they have to be working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Di yisal kane shiluhe didaninu mi'ika midi de'anan lo matin le'mi'abad v'inu avde. They can't be our shalihim. We can't bring a korban. How could you make a shaliyah on something that the mishaliyah cannot do, but the shaliyah can do? There's no such thing as shalihut like this. I could have done it, but I'm not doing it for whatever reason. I'm sending a shaliyah. But you can't have a shalihut where the sender would not be able to do what the shaliyah is doing. How can you be my shaliyah? I couldn't go to the Beit HaMikdash and bring a sacrifice, put it on the mizbeah. What do you have? Shaliyah, my kiddushin. I could have made kiddushin on the lady. Instead of me doing it myself, I sent the shaliyah to go make the kiddushin. I could have done it myself, so then you could do it on the shaliyah. But if you can't do the item yourself, what's such shaliyah? He's instead of me. Can that be instead of you? How is it possible to make a shaliyahut where you yourself were not able to do the item? That's not considered shaliyahut. But still, they're going to ask the question over here next round. Ha, kamehanele. Nafkamina is going to be where a person makes a neder against the Kohanim. So he's going to have an afrim. The kevan David shlichute me'anele. Right, since he's doing his shlichut to bring his korban, he's giving him ana. The bish to my ishluch had the shmayani nu. Because if you say he's a shluch the rachmana, afagav the shari lehu ba'ay korban the mechad bekodashim en ze ela gramat tana ba'alma v'shari. But Allah has a question over here. Let's say it's shluch had the rachmana. Good. So now, guy has to bring a korban hatat or whatever it is, or the kinim. After he becomes a zav. Once those kinim are brought, so he said, he didn't benefit me, he's not my shaliyah, even though I said I'm not going to have an afshin square, he's not the rahman afwaid. But as a result of this korban being brought, now the one that the korban was brought on his behalf can eat now kadashim again. Yeah. As long as he's, without his korbanot, he's mechosar, kippurim, whatever you want to call it, he cannot bring, he cannot eat kadashim. So the queen did benefit him now. He's allowed to eat. So he said, no, that's indirect. That's not a direct hana'a. So therefore, we're not worried about the tutsa'ot that's come out as a result of the Qur'an being brought for him. That would not be considered a hana'a. So that's really the Gemara's she'ira. So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema, Mitnan. So we go to our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? Makriv Alav Kine Zavin. What did the Mishnah say? We're talking about a case where you have a kunam. And still the queen is able to bring the korbanot for the person. I amar shiluhe didan kamehanele. If you're saying that it's shiluhe didan, how can you allow him to bring the korbanot? He's giving him a hana. So the Gemara says, hold it. V'netameh litni makriv alav korbanot. Which means, so you want to tell me it's shiluhe rahmana. Why don't you pick these specific korbanot? Kine zavim, kine zavot, yuldot, hataot. Just say, any korban that he has to bring can be brought, which is the Mishnah obviously specifically picked a certain type of korban. Why? Shiluhad rahmana, just say, umakriv alav korbanot, kol korbanot shebaolam. You know why he chose this? Ela mehusre kapara shani. I'll tell you, these korbanot are different. Because these korbanot are coming for kapara. The Amar of Yohanan had called Sirichim Da'at. Any time a person brings a korban, it has to be brought leda'at of the one that has to bring the korban. The kohen brings it leda'ato. Chutz memechusre kapara. Except when it comes to the korbanot that bring atonement, share adam mevi korban al banav ba'al binotav veketanim. Because we see that by mechusre kapara, a person, a father, for example, can even bring a korban hatat on behalf of his children that are ketanim, even though they have no da'at, it's not the da'atam. So you see, mechusre kapara is a different type of item. And how do we know that a father can bring a korban, let's say, for his children, shne'emar? Zot torat hazav. And what do we learn from Torah Tazav? Ben Gadol, Ben Katan. I think the Ben Katan. So therefore, what do we want to say? Maybe I'll tell you really that you have no Raya from HaMishnah. You want to say, HaMishnah is telling you what, you can bring a Korban. It must be what? That you see it's the Shiluchei Derachmana. So you know, really I'll tell you it's Shiluchei Didan. Really I'll tell you they're working for us. And why does the Mishnah come along and say these cases over here? Because these cases over here, the chidush is that they don't have to be brought ledat. They don't have to be brought ledat of the one that is sending. Let's read the Ran inside, please. V'letamech. Deba'it lemifshat lematnitin. According to you, they want to bring a ayah from our Mishnah. Litni makriv alav korbanot. You say all the korbanot. Because shiluchei derachmana. אלא מחוסר כפרה שאני כלומר ועד רבה תפסות לאידך גיסה go the other way תכיוון דתנה מחוסרי כפרה בלחוד דאין צריכים דעת משמע דווקא אני משום תכיוון דאין צריכים דעת ודאי כהן לב שליחותן כעביד דווקא in these cases we don't need דעת so I'll say the Kohen is not considered the shaliach of the one that is hayav the korban, aval b'shar korbanot hatzrichin da'at, but other korbanot that need da'at shiluchei didaninu, and therefore the Mishnah didn't say them because it's going to be asur. Really, shiluchei didan. And what's the ayah? Why did the Mishnah only pick these cases over here? You know why they picked these? Because these cases you don't need da'at. Therefore, I can say the Kohen's bringing it on his own, so to speak. I don't need the da'at of the Mishaleach in these cases. Mashi'enkin, why didn't it say a regular Qurban? No, regular Qurban, you need da'at. If it's a sur, because she looked at Nidan. Ti'id lo litni makrivel of Qurbanot. Just tell me the big haidush. Vavi ributa tafe. Umiyu lo mifshita bayan de gamre. But we didn't solve the question in totality. Ti'ikad v'mar detane ma'osek kapra shmeina ributa. Da'afalpi shematiro le'echol bekodashin. Shari, because sheken mishar korbanot. I can tell you the other way. The reason why I picked this case over here is to tell you that even these type of korbanot he can bring, because sheken others, because these korbanot have an advantage over here, because now the mishaleh can eat kodashim as a result. So the chiddush is even these items that have a benefit up in mishpul, because sheken when there's no benefit. So therefore I'll tell you what it's shiluchei derachmana. So why to pick these cases then? To tell you, even though there's a benefit of that comes out of it. So if it's not 100% ra'ya. Okay, fine. But let's go slow for a second. So therefore the Gemara's skeleton is like this. Shiluchei didan, shiluchei rachmana, tefshot meha mishnah. What's the ra'ya from the mishnah? It says they can bring a korban. Reuven made hana'a, then mudarik against the Kohen. Kohen can bring him all these korbanot. So it must be what? Shiluchei derachmana. What are you talking about? Adraba. And the fact that Mishnah only picked the case of mechusre kapara, I'll tell you, those type of korban that don't need da'at. How do I know it doesn't need da'at? Because we have a pasuk of Rabbi Yohanan that says a father can bring a korban, a hatat for his son, even though he's a katan. So therefore, I'll tell you what? I'll tell you, these don't need da'at. So therefore, second said he's bringing it as a shaliyah. But a regular korban, he's bringing it as a shaliyah, therefore it's going to be asur. Shri Emal, look at the next run. I said, Chutz memechusre kapara. Zav, zava, mesora, yoledet. All these cases are considered kapara items. Ubekulu ketiv torat. All these cases are zot torat. Vekari leu mechusre kapara mishum shasun kares le mekdash. But until these korbanot are brought, he cannot walk into the Beit HaMikdash. Vedecho bekadashim ad shivir kaparatam. Vani kevan de'en kovim baim le kapara. and tzedikim da'at. Which means it's not kapara. Mechusek kapara doesn't mean atonement. They didn't make any sin, these people. Mechusek kapara means it's allowing them to go into the Beit HaMikdash, allowing them to eat korban. That's what mechusek means. Until they get kapara from the korban, they cannot do certain things. Aval kol tzedikim kapara al chet tzedikim da'at. But if it's for kapara for a certain sin, for sure you need da'at. So the Rana is just explaining the terminology. What does mechusek kapara mean? Stam, terminology. As long as you did not bring the korban, he cannot walk in the Beit HaMikdash, he cannot eat kadashim. That's called the mechusar kapara. So these items, it's not atonement for the person. So if I don't, the korban doesn't have da'at for the person, just bring it in and it's fine. Even without da'at. Mashiach, items that are kapara, meaning for a sin, you have to have da'at. Next one, Shne'emar zot torat hazav ben gadol ben katan. V'chiechi da'adam mevi korban al beno katan she'eno da'at. הכנמש שלא מדעתו על חברו. הכנמש שלא מדעתו על חברו. Which means שנודעת הכנמש שלא מדעתו על חברו. Which means just like a father can bring a korban for his son, doesn't have da'at. Zot Torah, he's learning from that. So also he can prepare a friend, can bring it for his for another person, שלא מדעתו. Good. So if you have no da'aya from our Mishnah. Good. Comes Gibran says, "Ina me'ata." Oh, you teach me a rule, Rabbi Yohanan, that whenever it says Zot Torah, it's coming to include even Banav Ketanim and all that stuff. Rabbi Yohanan, Zot Torah Tayoledet Ben Ketana Ben Gedola. You want to tell me that what? That a father can bring a korban for a yoledet, even if she's a ketana? That's assuming what? That a ketana is able to give birth. And she can't bring korbanot because she's a ketana, so the father can bring dotorat. Be consistent with your dotorat derasha. Is that possible? Ketana bat ledahi? Is a ketana bat ledahi? Can a ketana give birth? Ve'atani rabbi bai kamed rav nachman. Shalosh nashim mishamshot bemoch. There's three ladies that when they have to shmish, they have to use a moch, which means a cloth, right? They put a cloth be'ota makom in order that she shouldn't get pregnant. Why? Ketana u'me'uberet u'menika. Ketana, a minor, me'uberet, a lady that's pregnant already, u'menika, a lady that is nursing. Ketana, what's the reason why a ketana has to be mishamish with a moch? Shem titaber v'tamut. Because we're concerned she might get pregnant and she's going to die. Because she's not going to be able to give birth. Right? If Ketana gets pregnant, she dies. Chas v'shalom. So therefore what? She should have a moch. So if it's not shayach to say that you're going to bring Zot Torah Teyoledik to include a Ketana. Doesn't work. Ketana can never get pregnant. If she get pregnant, she can never give birth. She'll never be a Yoledik. Put it that way. And if you remember, the Gemara said, and if she does give birth, that's a sign that she wasn't a Ketana. That's a sign, it's a siman already that she must have been a gedolah already. It's a siman of Narut or Bagrut. So the point is, how does the Yohanan learn this derashav zot Torah Teyoledet? Now stop, what's the reason why the other ladies cannot be have to be Meshamesh Bemoch? Me'oberet, because she worried she might, another pregnancy might catch. Yeah. And it might smash the obar that's already existing, mm-hmm. right? To make the child as much of a sandal, like to flatten it. That was done, and then mineket, she's nursing the baby. If she's going to get pregnant. The milk is going to dry up, and then the child's not going to have anything to feed. So therefore, she's mishamesh b'mokadol. But our point is mainly the ketana, because we don't want her to get pregnant. Because if she gets pregnant, she's not going to be able to be yoledet, and then she's going to die. And so the free say, what's the case? So Gemara says no. Hahi zot Torah Teyoledet ben pikahat ben shota sheken adam mevi korban al ishto shota k'derer b'yuda. For din, zot Torah is coming to include that a person can bring a korban for yoledet, even if the yoledet is a shota. So it's not medata. She has no da'at. Still, you can bring it. You're right. Katan no. But shota yeah. Dan, hahi, zot Torah Teyolid ben pikahat, whether she's a pikahat, whether she's smart, ben shotas sheken adam mevi korban al shto k'rabi Yehuda. Kelomar, ilo ashkehan da adam mevi korban al shto, lo ava marbinan shota. which is, we never saw that a man can bring a korban for his wife, we never even would have thought to include that the husband can bring it for a shota. Deliman kamizir rahmana bishma bikatan la'avu kamizhar. Ela shota leman. Balahash to the man of Yehuda, that dam if he korban al ishto. Once you I see from the Biudah, I'm going to show you the Biudah now in the Blaita. A person carrying a korban for his wife, he kaluk mekra, the zotra to the shota. She in anus lechim data. Right. We're going to see now from the Biudah that the husband can bring a korban for his wife. Once you say that, so I can come along and say it's talking about a shota. Netanya, we have a brayta. Back to the Gemara. Biudah Omer, Adam mevi korban ashir al ishto. V'chol korbanot shehayevet. Shekach kotev la. He writes to her, v'acharayut di'it lich alai min kadamat dena. What is the Biudah saying? Run. V'achi pirusho. Stop from right to run. V'achi pirusho. Adam mevi korban ashir al ishto. You know, there's a type of korban called the olev yored. That's a fluctuating korban depending on the economic status of the one that's bringing the korban. If he's rich, so he brings the expensive korban. If he's a poor guy, he brings a lower, cheaper korban. So, olev yored. The korban itself fluctuates in its price. You know, there's two standards, let's say, right? So not say ladies hayabit korban. Every lady is considered an aniyah. Why? She has no money. All the money belongs to the husband. Mm. But what does the Biudah say? Ashir. The husband brings the korban according to his economic status. And since he's an ashir, so he can bring the wife's korban ba'ashirut. Ran. Haki pirusho. Adam evi korban ashir to shafapish kol isha sheyesh la ba'al lo havi ashira. שרי כל מה שקנתה אישה קנה בעלה אפילו אחרי כיוון שבעלה עשיר מביא בשבילה קורבן עשיר בקורבנות שהיא בעולה ויורד לפי שהבעל חיה בקורבנות אשתו there you go because she's חייבת בקורבנות of his wife וכן כל קורבנות שהיא חייבת למעוט אלה דרבה לדעותיה okay except for נדה that she makes that's her item or נדבה that's her item רבי יהודה אומר לפי כך אם פטרה therefore what comes out of this let's say he gets divorced Patra, he's divorcing her. He's not chayav now to make up these korbanot for her. She writes in the receipt of the ketubah, she osa lo shagrushin, mechtubata kotevet lo, she mohelet kol ahariyut sheyesh la alav mikodem lechen. I'm mohel you for any... obligations that you had prior. Does it clean break? No, you have no obligations. Even the korbanot that she was obligated to bring, the husband doesn't have to pick those up. He's noticed when you say that anything that was prior comes to include even korbanot. דעת תני ראה שהסתמה, אדם מביא קורבן עשיר על אשתו, אלא פשוט לא ידעינן מה ניהות הרקמה, ורבי יהודה הייתי באתן לה לדידה. Which means, it's not only רבי יהודה, it's really everybody's שיטה, but just because we have a bright that it said רבי יהודה, אדם מביא קורבן עשיר על אשתו, so we attribute the שיטה to רבי יהודה, but it's really, we didn't find anybody that's arguing on this over here, and therefore, they're just telling us it's really לכול העלמה. And therefore, what do you see over here? You see again over here, so therefore Rabbi Yohanan is good. Rabbi Yohanan came along and he said, you're allowed to bring a korban for your children. So what does that show you? That you don't need da'at. So once already you see you don't need da'at. So therefore I can tell you, mechusre kapara, items that are not for atonement purposes, you don't need da'at. That's what the Mishnah said, you can bring those korbanot. Because Kohen is not bringing it to Kavanah for thee. One that is obligated because you don't need that. How do you know you don't need that? Because you see the Biyohanan holds by Korbanot, you don't need that. Zotorat. Oh, the Gemara, oh, yeah, Zotorat. It says Zotorat by Yoledet. You can tell me Zotorat also talking about a father can bring for his Ketana. I thought she can't give birth. Now, that Zotorat is coming to teach a different Rasha. That if his wife is a Shota and has no da'at, the husband can bring for the wife. How do you know the husband can bring for a wife? Because we see the Biyohanan holds like that. And truly everybody, that what? That a husband brings for the Korbanot of his wife in the case of all Levi Yoledet. So you see what? That the Shayak, that the husband brings korbanot for his wife. And not only that, But you see, that's why in the get, when they write the shofar for the ketubah, they say, and any obligation that was on the wife prior is exempt the husband. Means even the korbanot that she was, hayavet the ring. So once you see the Buddha says that a husband brings korban, so that was the zotorat coming to include, that not only does husband bring for a regular wife, but husband can bring even for a shota. So therefore, zotorat hayoledet is coming to include even when the lady was a shota. So therefore, so far we did not bring a ra'ayah from our Mishnah to poshet this question. Our question was, Shiluhed Rahmana, Shiluhed Idan, no ra'ayah from our Mishnah.